نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا صدق الله العظيم. Last night in Surah Al-Kahf we came across this verse. There was one great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whilst reciting the Quran Sharif, suddenly he kept the Quran Sharif on the minbar and then he started going from right to left, east to west, this wall to that wall. And then he said, this ayat of the Quran Sharif gripped me, seized me, caught me. Now, an ayat of the Quran Sharif catching a person, gripping a person. Now, we can't understand because we don't have those kind of hearts. But if you have to look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah on some other occasion we'll discuss that, otherwise my mind will go away somewhere else. But some ayat of the Quran Sharif he recited the whole night. One ayat. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. In other words, the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Many amongst the Sahaba'i Kiram radiallahu anhu majma'een. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. And so many awliya'i siddiqeen. Sometimes just one ayat of the Quran Sharif. And they stop. Whole night there was nothing but that one ayat. Because they knew the azmat of the Quran Sharif. They had Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azmat in their heart, His greatness. Quran Sharif's azmat in their hearts. And they knew that this is a message from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is not a storybook. Quran Sharif is not a storybook. It is not a book of science. It is not a book of science. You'll find a lot of things about science in there, but it's not a book of science. It's not a book of history where you just read some history like we read other history books. So whenever I come across this verse, even if it is 1,000 times, but whenever I come across this verse, believe me, I just stop. And for a long, long time, sometimes I'm just stuck on this ayat. I can't move forward. So what is in this ayat? And I've mentioned it many times, many times. What was the al-kitab? Just give the gist. We don't have the time to go into detailed tafsir in this part of the morning. The book of deeds will be placed before them in the right hand or left hand, depending on their actions. Either it will be given in the right hand or in the left hand. It just reminds me that when I went to Bangladesh some years back, so one of the remote villages, one of the alims there, he mentioned that when he arrived there, there was no deen, no sharia, no Quran, no sunnah. They didn't have the knowledge of ABC of Islam. They were indulging in all kinds of customary practices, and that was about all that they knew about Islam. So he was very shocked when one mayyat came. So when the mayyat came, somebody was taking a saw and cutting that person's left hand. So he asked, what is this, the mayyat, and you cutting a hand off? He says, no, on the day of Qiyamah, book of deeds will be given in the right or left. The good people will be given in the right, the evil one in the left. So we rather cut his hand out from here so he doesn't get it in the left. Now he didn't understand that world is a different world, and a new body will be given there. Nevertheless, but that was due to the khawf that the person had, but that was the ignorance. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will either give the book of deeds in the right hand or left hand. And what will be there? Allah ta'ala says, وَوَضِيَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِي. Whatever is recorded in that kitab, whatever is recorded in that book, you will find the sinful ones that they will be terrified. Fear will grip them there. Because of that which they will see now with their own eyes recorded there. All the actions, all the deeds. Nothing will be left out. يَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. Woe unto us. What kind of a book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Nothing small or big but that it has recorded it, taken account of it. Any action, whether the person did the minutest action or some major deed and action, everything recorded. And what does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say? وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Mufassirin have said this refers to the actions, that they will find it before them. And Allah ta'ala does not make zulm on anybody. He's not going to punish unjustly. There's going to be nothing but justice. But everything is there. It is going to be before the person. It is recorded. In these days of computers and computer chips and all kinds of taping business that takes place and filming and videoing and everything, man is proving that this is possible. Allah Ta'ala uses man to prove that very thing which he was denying. Those days when these tape recorders and computers were not in existence, then people had doubts that how can everything be recorded? A person is doing so much of deeds and actions. Where is it recorded? Some years back when we were traveling on a boat to India, those days we should travel by boat. The SS Kampala and the SS Karanja, these were the two ships that used to go up and down Bombay to Durban, Durban to Bombay. So in the 60s, at that time there was no computer business. Tape recorders were also something unique. So one medical practitioner, now at that time we had not even commenced studies, we were just traveling up and down. So he said that the ulama talk about kiraman katibin, that they record all the deeds of a person, and one is on the right shoulder and one is on the left shoulder, so these angels who are recording the deeds, if they are recording every deed and if they are on the shoulders, then by now the person's shoulder should have been so big that he wouldn't have found a coat to fit his size. So I started asking him some questions. Where did you study? You started from class 1, you went up to matric, and then you did your BSc or medical science course, and you studied this and you studied that, and you must have read a lot of books, and you must have traveled a lot of places, and your hometown, if I take you and ask you where's the post office and where's your bank and where's your business and practice and all the rest of the things, so you'll have all that knowledge. And many countries you must have visited. If I have to ask you which countries you visited and what you saw, you must have got so much of information. So where is all that information? He says, in the brains, in the memory. I said, your head should have been so big that we wouldn't have found one hat to fit your size. So those days he couldn't understand. But now one little chip and it records millions of pieces of information. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that this book will have recorded everything in there. Four witnesses are prepared the moment the person does any action. Any action he does, four witnesses for the day of judgment. That is one of the witnesses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about. That in Surah Zilzal, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَيْذِن تُحَدِّسُ وَأَخْبَارَهَا, the earth will give witness, the earth will give evidence. Any action that was done on earth was recorded. And again, we must not doubt, because the tape recorders, the computers and everything is made of earth. From where do they get the metal? Everything is of earth. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made the whole earth a tape recorder or a computer. Then why must we doubt? So it is recording every action and is going to give evidence. Kiraman Katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. So the Kiraman Katibin, they will give evidence. And then in Surah Yasin, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about Al-Yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. That day Allah Ta'ala is going to put a seal over the lips. Just give you the general meaning. Seal over the lips, because we speak a lot of lies with our tongues. We can twist our evidence. Allah Ta'ala will put a seal over the lips. And then tukallimuna aydihim, the hands will speak, the feet will give testimony. Whatever, wherever the feet walked, whatever the hand touched, whatever the lips kissed, whatever the mind thought, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make every part of the body speak. Again, in these times of sophisticated technology, it's not difficult to understand. Look at the car's dashboards are speaking. The person's shoelace is speaking. The person's pens are speaking. Everything they have made into recorders and speakers. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that these, the parts of the body, they are going to give evidence. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, and when the scrolls will be laid open. When the scorpions sting, first thing they take away is all the computers and all the discs and all the tape recordings and all the books. These are the things that they take away. Why? Because things are recorded in there. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is telling us in the Quran Sharif that don't be negligent. In other words, these ayat are there not just to read and be happy that it is a verse of the Quran Sharif. It is for amal, that the person must be conscious of the fact that every action and every deed of his is being recorded. He can escape the sight of the people of this world. His mother didn't see him, his father didn't see him, his brothers and sisters didn't see him, his sheikh didn't see, his ustad didn't see, his partners in the business didn't see. So you can cheat and deceive, and you can blind to the truth many, many people in this world. And this world is not a place where there's full justice you can get anywhere. But how can we escape the sight of Allah Ta'ala? And how can we escape all this evidence? So those of us who worry about receiver of revenue getting to know, and other people getting to know, what about these angels of Allah Ta'ala who are recording? And what about the day of judgment on which we have to answer and account for all these deeds and actions? Is that not also important in our lives? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the understanding. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. The day that we become conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching every deed and every action of mine, and that I am a banda, I am a slave of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I am not the master of Allah Ta'ala, I am His slave. And what really belongs to me? Nothing. Whatever I have is a ni'mat, it's a gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The ground on which we walk, is it in our control? So I can say this is my house, this is my 150-story building, largest tower in the world, I can say it's mine. or my partners, it belongs to them. We have a CC or we have a company. We can keep saying how much we like, but one shake up of the earth and everything comes crumbling down. So if it really belonged to us, then we would have had authority over that piece of ground also. We would have said, you have no right to shake. Who ordered you? There's no question of earthquake on my land. So we all know that it is all belonging to Allah Ta'ala. It is His ihsan, His kindness, His fazl upon us that He gave us some authority, some kind of power, some kind of ownership to avoid confusion and chaos. Because if we said everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala, so now there would have been no such thing as personal ownership in this world. So there would have been fights and arguments. Everyone would have just occupied whatever he wants. So that is for the purposes of this world, but in reality, everything is Allah Ta'ala's. So we must have that azmat of Allah Ta'ala and restrain ourselves from haram, from those things displeasing to Allah Ta'ala, because He is so kind, so merciful, so loving, and He has given us so much of bounties and ni'mats. So it is only befitting and right that we should worship Him, we should bow down before Him, and distance ourselves from everything displeasing to Him and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. May He remove the hardships, difficulties, problems that mankind is facing around the globe. May Allah ta'ala cause the winds of hidayat to blow throughout the continents and protect us, protect our life, our property, protect humanity. We don't know in which direction we are now going. Even deen we have made nothing but a big joke of. Deen has become nothing but a joke. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين